The Lord be with you.
We first began the Selah podcast on March 24 of last year. It's a time that we've been hit by the pandemic. We were headed into lockdowns, trying to bend the curve. It was a time of social distancing, a time of fear, anxiety, a time that I knew that I needed and thought perhaps you might need it too, to stop, to be still, and to listen for the voice of God in the midst of the noise and confusion. And that's how these podcasts began that we call Selah. Selah is a Hebrew word. It's a biblical word that has the idea of stopping, of paying attention, of slowing down in order to listen for God. I remember as a boy coming across the word Selah in the book of Psalms, and I didn't know what Selah meant. It was a strange word to me, and so I asked my mom, and without any knowledge of Hebrew, my mom was right on with her answer. My mom said that the word Selah, well, it's telling us to stop, don't rush ahead with our reading, but stop and pay attention to what we just read. Mom said that Selah, well, it was something like a railroad crossing sign telling us to stop, look, and listen. And so we've been doing these Selah podcasts 3 times a week in order to help you and me to stop what we're doing for a few moments and to listen for the voice of God. You will find the word Selah in poetry sections of the Bible, sections of the Bible that are calling us to slow down in our reading, to read thoughtfully, prayerfully. Selah is used 71 times in the book of Psalms and 3 times in the poetry sections of the book of Habakkuk, as Selah goes well with Hebrew poetry that's telling us to slow down a bit, to give some close, prayerful attention to what we've just read and to listen for the voice of God. Here's a word picture that might help us to think about the word Selah. Selah comes from a Hebrew verb meaning to hang up, to weigh something, to hang up something on scales in order to weigh it. When I was a boy in the cotton farm, picking cotton, I would come to the end of a row of cotton, and a man would hang up my sack of cotton. He would hang it up on scales in order to weigh it. Selah has the idea to hang up something on scales in order to weigh it, to assess it, to value it. So in time, in the Bible, the word Selah takes on the meaning of to stop and weigh what you've just read. Don't rush on, don't read ahead, but stop and think about it. Meditate on it. Reflect on it. Listen for God's voice to you. Now, I want to share with you a way of reading the Bible that can really help you and me practice Selah. It's where we stop, look, and listen for God's voice. It's an ancient way of praying scripture that's called Lectio Divina. That's divine reading. Lectio Divina, L-E-C-T-I-O-D-I-V-I-N-A. And Lectio Divina comes in 4 steps. Read, reflect, respond, rest. First step, read. Read slowly, prayerfully, 2 or 3 times a short scripture text. And as you read, you listen for God speaking to you through the words. You pay close attention to a word or phrase that stands out to you. Step 2, reflect. Reflect on what you've just read. Take time to savor a word or phrase that stands out to you. Meditate on it. Reflect on it. Step 3, respond. Respond to God, speaking to you in what you've just read. Take time to talk to God about your feelings, your thoughts, your questions, about what you've read and reflected on. Take time to make this a real dialogue with God's Spirit who lives within you. Step 4, rest. Rest in God's presence for a few moments. For many years, this step had been missing from me in my reading of Scripture, but it's a real vital element of reading and reflecting on God's Word. In this step, just let yourself experience the rest that Jesus promises. Just be still and know that He is God. Let's take a moment now to practice Selah in Psalm 46, where we find the word Selah used. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Selah. In other words, this is too important for us to just rush ahead with our reading. Selah. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In the year 1527, Martin Luther was praying this psalm, Psalm 46, with Lectio Divina. And as Luther read, reflected, responded, and rested, he was moved to pick up a pen and to write the words of what became that great hymn. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. That's what came to Martin Luther as he practiced Selah, as he read, reflected, responded, and rested in what God was saying. So think again about the psalmist's words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So how about you? How about taking some Selah time in your life today to read, reflect, respond, and rest? I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.